Happy Saturday, Nashville Fours Company, here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game. I'm Jake Lyman, joined in studio by Nick Frazier and Connor Newt. Jake Wallman back behind the board after a week off last week. We got a fun show planned for you here. A lot of hockey talk in the first hour. We'll talk some football in the second hour. We are presented by LPL Financial Nashville and Patrick Conger. Gentlemen, how are we? How was your week?
Honestly, it's been great. I can't complain. We're in for another fun weekend of college football. I got up early this morning, made some breakfast. I was telling you all about it. Just
what's new?
I strolled in here and Connor saw all my windows down, and I was just jamming out to Luke Combs. I was
raining and pouring.
Man, it was It was great.
When it rains, it pours. Was that the song?
Yes, that was. Yeah. I had a bunch of different going on. Zach Top, Luke Combs, Cody Johnson.
Any Zach Bryan in there?
Please no.
No, I don't like listening to Zach Bryan.
Thank you.
Rough week for him.
Yeah,
what happened
about
him?
All this?
Yeah. Oh, you haven't seen this? Like him and his girlfriend broke up.
I knew that.
He offered her like a $12 million NDA to not talk about how crazy he is, but she denied it and went on a podcast this week and like blew him up.
Good.
Oh, you didn't know?
You're asked to tell somebody.
Wrestling reference. Yeah, we're off and running.
Let's get to our headlines here this morning. Let's see. Connor Newt, lead us off.
Okay. I'm going to get really selfish here. It was a first for many things this week for me. But my first article has been released and published. And I'm very thrilled to announce that they're going to keep coming. I'll actually probably have one out.
They didn't fire you after the first one?
No, I didn't say any obscenities that would just...
That's good. There's no dump button on...
No, not in print.
No, not in print.
I'm surprised we haven't used the dump button on me. I seem to... push the boundaries of radio.
You toe the line. You never cross it.
Never cross it, but knock on wood. But yeah, I mean, we're going to keep rolling. Men's basketball, I'm writing for them. I'll probably get some women's basketball stuff out as well. But men's is kind of my specialty right now. But yeah, I'm if you haven't already, give me a follow. Not to plug myself, but I'm going to plug myself.
Plug away.
Yeah. It's at C_Newt15. I look forward to hearing from you. If you want to find my articles, it's on GoMiddle.com, Rivals affiliate of MTSU. And I'm excited. Very exciting.
Congrats, Connor.
Thank you.
We're excited for you.
When you text us, like, I'm proud of you.
I'm proud of you.
Yep.
Frazier probably felt a little more proud. I mean, you've seen me as a small child. So.
Yes.
All right.
When I was in grade school.
Yeah.
Yeah, his dad was the PE teacher. And, you know, let me just clarify. Yeah,
pushing Connor, the boundaries once again.
Connor, when took he was sick, his dad would take him to work. And I was like, I know that kid now. And he came to work here. I was like, oh, I know you. And yeah, now we've become best friends.
Wow.
Yes.
Small world.
It took 3 minutes to push the boundaries of the FCC.
Yes. Yep.
We're off and running.
All right.
Dr. Crane, go ahead.
As for my wonderful headline, you know, last night I was watching some high school football around the area, and it was Nolensville and Tullahoma, and our very own Joe Rexrode's son, Brennan Rexrode. This is not the Middle Tennessee Athlete of the Week. Don't have one this week. But if I wanted to do an honorable mention of Brennan Rexrode, played really well last night as the inside linebacker for Nolensville. They ended up winning, I believe, like 23-10 or 23-14, somewhere along those lines.
What's the stat sheet?
I'd have to go back online and look. I'm sorry. It's a bad...
No Brennan Rexrode stats, huh?
But you know what? He had like two tackles. I do recall seeing that on TV.
Wow.
So. I mean, he seemed pretty juiced on the field. He was all over the field, actually, whenever they're on defense. So shout out to Brennan Rexrode and Nolensville High School for going on to the next round of the, I guess, Tennessee State playoffs in their division. So class. But yeah, that's that. What else? I saw a lot of Juan Soto stuff. I know we're talking baseball way back in the day. Soto looking at maybe a... potential look at the Rays, the Mets.
Man, if he goes to the Rays, that'd be
crazy. I think the Rays are looking at him. I don't think he's looking at the Rays.
Well, his projected number for the offseason is more than Ohtani, and it's like $800 million or something like that?
It's at least $6-7 somewhere up there. I mean, it seems like it's New York, whether it's the Mets or the Yankees, who knows. But who knows? There could be some sneaky suitors in there.
I'm looking at joining the Tennessee Titans. I don't know if they're looking at me, but... See what I'm saying?
Can we just get practice squad options? Like,
as Robbie Stanley would say, we're having tryouts in the Applebee's parking lot for kicker.
I can kick over the roof. I'll tell you that right now. That's a good 30-yard kick.
Yeah, I can't kick. That's...
Yes, you can.
No.
Have you ever insulted a kicker before?
Yeah. there were some pretty bad ones for about a 5-year span here. Mike Vrabel said it best. These guys came to Nashville and forgot how to kick a football.
Mm-hmm.
I have insulted them. I couldn't do what they do. I could make like a 12-yard field goal.
Nah, you'd be able to make
like the college football extra point. I think I could make that.
Yeah.
That's not 12. It would be 19 if you had
you'd
the 7.
You'd do the Pat McAfee kicking challenge?
Ooh, I would miss it, but I could try it.
You'd double your money.
I might hurt somebody.
Mm. Just don't do what Jason Kelce did and show up in Timberlands.
I know right now.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
Me too. Yeah.
Oh, no. No, we're not going there.
I'm pretty sure I can make a 40-yarder right now.
Really?
It's been about a year and a half since I kicked a football, but I know for a fact I could probably kick it 40.
All right. Sometime in the next couple of weeks after the show, we're going to go find an open field.
Oh, I got one.
Okay, perfect.
Come on
down to Floyd Stadium.
We will videotape this, and we will see if Nick Frazier can actually make a 40-yard field goal.
Would you guys, since I work till noon, most Saturdays, would you guys wait?
Yeah, we could wait. Yeah. We could go grab lunch.
We'll go get lunch, and then we'll come back and pick you up.
Yep. We can do that.
Bring lunch, though. We'll have a picnic
on
the field.
That sounds awesome. That sounds like a delight.
Go to the next pie stop, get some pies. Yeah.
Love it.
It's an office reference, but.
Oh, yeah. No, I just got that. There you go. I do declare.
All right. I'm following in Connor's footsteps and doing a shameless plug. Vandy Women's Basketball. We are off and running this year. First two games are in the books, and man, the Commodores have come to play, outscoring their opponents this week by a total of 108 points. 102-50 over Lipscomb on Monday, and then last night 93-37 over Austin Peay. The doors have come out rolling, even shorthanded. We're missing three pretty big players. I wouldn't say starters, but three key contributors on Monday. Got one back last night, but you know, still not fully healthy and still, you know, beating the brakes off teams. So we love to see it. It's been fun. You can tune in 94.9 The Fan for those games. And we are headed down to Tampa, Florida for our first road trip on Thursday, taking on South Florida. So it's been fun so far.
That's where we'll go. We'll go to Raymond James.
There we go.
We'll come with you.
Yeah. Group trip. We're heading out Wednesday morning. So if you guys want to
buy
some tickets.
That'd be a little tough for my schedule.
We're not buying tickets.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna put us in like a dog crate, and I'll be your pet.
Awesome.
I think I'm small enough to fit in a suitcase.
I think you could.
Okay, so you're going in the suitcase. Yep. Connor, you're gonna be Fido in the crate.
And Walman can be carry on.
Okay. Yeah, I'll just sit in the carry on stage.
Just be like, this is my son.
I'm gonna just put him in the overhead compartments if that's not a problem. Yeah.
We'll bring you some like a hamster
water. Sneak some water up there.
Maybe some treats.
Some graham crackers or something.
A Lunchable.
Yeah. Hey, Lunchables have gotten really good these days.
I haven't had one in about 9 years.
I don't think I can say I've ever had a Lunchable.
I did when I was a kid.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you got it. The old pizza ones that was basically just a cracker with like a little bit of tomato paste and cheese.
They were too expensive for not enough food.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It was like $8 for a cracker and some cheese.
I did think it was a game changer though when they included the juice box.
Yeah, yeah.
The
make it all in one.
The juice pouch. What was those?
Capri Sun.
Capri Sun.
There you go.
Did you guys ever buy like the Ritz crackers and then you get the can of cheese? Did you ever get the spray cheese?
Oh, yeah, the spray cheese.
And you put the Ritz cracker on top of the nozzle, and it just goes through the hole, and it just swirls all the way up like a ice cream.
I've
done that.
I did that as a kid. It was awesome. I feel like with Lunchables, it's a cheat code because you can just manipulate the whole entire food system on that.
Yeah, I haven't had a Lunchable probably since elementary school, but
it's valid. Same here.
This is the same guy who hasn't had Taco Bell in 20 years. So, that should have been my headline a couple.
Me?
No, me.
Oh,
yeah.
I had Taco Bell for the first time the other day.
It took me 20 years to get Taco Bell, too.
It's pretty good.
You converted?
It's not life-changing.
Yeah, like, I still don't go out of my way to get Taco Bell, but I'll...
If I'm driving and it's like 11:30 and there's nothing else open, Taco Bell here.
It's an option. It's an option.
Normally after Preds games, that's where I go. It's a safe haven.
Yeah. Late.
Sometimes you get a free chicken quesadilla.
Now, Baja Blast.
That life-changing, for sure. You didn't even get to try the nacho fries, which are fantastic.
Free advertising right now.
Yes. Anyway, shameless plug, 94.9 The Fan for all those games. And if you want to come out, not this upcoming week, but the week after, we got three straight home games. So you can come out to Memorial Gym. We play Butler, Hampton, and Samford. So it should be some fun games over there on West End. Jake, wrap us up with headlines. And you are also in charge of our question of the day, so you can get to that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So my headline is also staying in the world of college basketball. I don't know if you guys saw this. So Auburn is playing a game today at Houston. And they were supposed to leave yesterday afternoon, I believe. Jeff Goodman with Goodman's Hoops, plugging him there, tweeted this out yesterday just after 6 o'clock. Auburn plane returned back home due to horseplay between players on the flight that could have escalated into a fight, source told the Field of 68. Auburn was about 45 minutes en route and had to return home. Source said they are still expected to play to take another plane to Houston later tonight. Tigers play Houston tomorrow night.
They turned around.
Yeah, I guess staffers had to like hold them back.
Oh my gosh. What is Bruce Pearl, a dad? You keep it quiet back there, kids, or I'm turning this plane around.
I mean, why are they fighting on the plane? Fight when you land.
Yeah.
This is typical of a Bruce Pearl basketball team.
Yeah. They turned the plane around.
Yeah, they went back home.
Odd. I'd been upset. I would have been very upset. If I'm a university president, you're costing us money because it takes a lot to fill up
that is true.
Yeah, you get a separate plane. That's more money.
And it's not like they were on some like big 757 or Boeing or something. They were on, from what I saw, knocking things over in here. They saw,
fired up.
Or they were on like a charter plane.
Oh my gosh.
So like it's pretty compact.
Yeah.
And you have 18, 19, 20-year-old guys that are horsing around. I mean, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tough look.
You know
for
what's good, though?
Auburn.
If they fought, they're men. They probably made up in 10 minutes.
I want to know who lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because it was the two brothers and another guy.
I think it was Chad Baker Mazzara involved?
Yeah, he was the other guy. Yeah.
And then the brothers, I can't remember.
I know he's pretty tough on the floor. He might have won.
I'd love to know what the fight was about. Anyway.
Just do my Lunchable?
Jake, what is our question of the day?
All right, guys. So we could go two ways. Are you feeling sports or non-sports?
Whatever.
We haven't talked sports yet.
That is true. We have barely touched sports, so let's go non-sports.
Okay, so I was off last week, as you know, I was moving. And one of my new household chores is picking up after my dog when I take her outside to use the bathroom because we are a civilized society.
I have to do that for my brother.
And, you know, I have the little poop bags and, you know, I have to put it in the trash can because, like I said, we are a civilized society with laws, and when a society that has no laws breaks down, things go haywire. But that's a talk for another day. So I was wondering, what is the least household chore you like?
Okay.
Your least favorite
household chore. Least favorite thing
to do around the house? That's a good question. I'm sure we've got some people out there who want to chime in on that. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. You can text or call, and our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. We'll put some thought into that because I've got a few that are coming to mind.
I have a few. Yeah.
But we will give our answers coming up around 10 o'clock later on in the show. We will step aside. We will actually talk sports when we come back. We're going to talk some hockey. Predators continuing to struggle early on in the season. Can they get it turned around at home tonight taking on the Utah Hockey Club? We'll get to that next. You're on Ford's Company, 102.5, 106.3, the game. Tune into 102.5 The Game tomorrow for coverage of the NASCAR Cup Series Championship. Coverage will begin following the Vanderbilt men's basketball game. Coverage also available on the 102.5 The Game app and at thegamenashville.com. Fours Company here on this Saturday morning. Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you. Time to talk some hockey. Let's do that hockey. Predators are at home for a short trip back to Bridgestone Arena, taking on the Utah Hockey Club tonight, looking to get back in the win column. But it's been a tough week for the Nashville Predators. They've lost back-to-back games over the last couple of days, losing in Washington and then at Florida against the reigning Stanley Cup champions. But what's really gotten the most headlines was Barry Trotz's comments on this station back on Tuesday in his weekly visit with Jared Stillman. This has been all over Sportsnet and the NHL Network. Barry Trotz talking about, is it time to hit the panic button yet? Here is what he had to say to Jared Stillman on Tuesday.
How far away are we from the Barry Trotz hitting the time for him to do something massive button?
Well, I think, you know, we get on the road here a little bit. I'm trying to do some things right now. We will be limited a little bit because of some of the contracts that we do have. You know, if we don't get it going, then I'm going to start our rebuild plan a little bit. You know, what we did in the summer was, as I say, fantasy hockey until we become a good team. We do not become a good team, then you know, we're going to see a lot more of our kids start, starting their process. Like I said, we brought in the veteran players to extend this year and be a threat, I think I use the term. And then hopefully in the next coming years, our young guys come in and they take a bigger role. So if we fall out into a position where we fall out and it's not happening or doesn't come together, then, you know, I'm going to start probably that process, and you're going to see some kids, and we'll start our process on getting them the needed games that they need and start developing them and still trying to win because we've got some good players. But you know, we're going to shake it up if we don't get going pretty soon, for sure. It's a cultural thing. I don't like losing. I didn't come here to lose. That's why we tried to do the things that we did this summer. So
Barry Trotz not holding back, saying that, hey, if things don't turn around pretty quickly, we're going to have to pivot into more of a rebuilding pattern. This team sits at the bottom of the Central Division at 4-9-1, three straight losses. Again, it's early. You're only 14 games in, but it hasn't looked good for the Preds. It hasn't looked good lately for the Preds. And, after you turn around tonight, after playing Utah, you've got a five-game West Coast swing that you have to really turn things around quick, or you could come back home in real trouble towards the end of November.
Yeah. As of right now, the Nashville Predators are team 32 of 32.
Yep.
Dead last. So, like you said, you're really going to have to claw your way out of this one, especially with this big road trip coming up. Now, I'm seeing a lot of people on social media saying, fire Andrew Brunette. This isn't a coaching thing. This is not Andrew Brunette's system. Maybe he has to tinker with a few things here just to fit these players' play styles, but this is all on the players. They're just not performing. And I think in that interview, Barry is kind of mentioning the veterans are where it's at. You're not seeing the leadership you want. You're not seeing the level of play from your free agents, which on the free agents, I'm with Robbie. I don't know if you guys heard this. People are saying trade Shea, Stamkos, Marchessault. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now, none of those three are getting traded at all. You just brought them in on rather large contracts, and I don't think there's much of a market for them right now. I don't think anyone's really going.
No.
They're going to turn this around. I'm not trying to sunshine pump it, but this is a good team. This is too good of a team on paper to turn this around.
And going off what Connor said, I think part of it is they've just had some rotten luck.
Yeah.
Me and Jake Lyman produced the Preds game Wednesday night, and Ovechkin scores to take the 3-2 lead, and Nashville presumably gets a goal to tie it at 3, and they reviewed it and, you know, waved it off due to goalie interference. I don't think that was goalie interference. I thought, if anything, I think it was Marchessault. Was it Marchessault that scored?
Yeah, it was Marchessault and Del Guizzo were kind of in a scrum in front of the net.
And from the way I saw the replay, they got pushed into the goalie. So it looked like the goal should have stand or should have stood. But, I mean, I think part of it is just, and I heard some comments from Brunette this morning with the Preds Official podcast about frustration kind of leaking into the locker room, and once it leaks into the locker room, it leaks into each player individually. So I feel like they're a good team that's just fallen because of rotten luck. And, you know, at some point you got to get that out of the way. And I think it only takes one win to get stuff like that to go away. So you know, I was hoping that it would have been last Saturday with a win over Colorado at home. But maybe tonight is their night where they get it out of the way. I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's going to take an away trip, especially coming up after this Saturday, for the Preds to really start gelling. Obviously, Hal Gill's mentioned it, that, you know, an away trip for a team like this probably will do good for the future going forward in this season. I mean, if you look at the rest of this, you know, you have Utah today, but then the following road trip is Colorado, Edmonton, Calgary, Vancouver, Seattle, a lot of late puck drops. I don't think time's going to be much of a difference for them because they're going to be already on the west side of the you know, U.S. and Canada and whatnot.
Those are some struggling teams, too.
Yeah, exactly. They are. And so with that being said, it's just going to come down to the veteran, like you were mentioning earlier, Connor, this veteran leadership. It needs to click. And if it doesn't click after that away trip, that's where you kind of start to hit the panic button, like you were alluding to.
If you're a Preds fan, here's a positive to the streak. Steven Stamkos is putting pucks in the net now. That's good. He's doing what you've brought him in to do. And I think he's got two in the last three.
Yeah.
So
back-to-back.
Back-to-back, yeah. He's killing it. But that's what they need to build off of. You need to, okay, set this guy up for play. I think Barry mentioned this too. You have 340 goal scorers, and none of them are putting the puck in the net. So now that you got one going, let's see if you can get the other two going.
Here's something that kind of frustrates me a little bit about Brunette's system. I'm not the biggest hockey savant out there at all, but everybody talks about this fast-paced style offense for Brunette and, you know, you quick transition from defense to offense. You know, I think you kind of got to slow it down a little bit, in my opinion, because if you got a bunch of veteran guys, obviously they're not spring chickens, so their legs are not going to be as fresh as they are from the first period to the third period, but I think you kind of got to slow it down a little bit and just – go back to the basics, just to kind of hit the reset button on the ice, not as a culture, not as a roster in the locker room, whatever, just on the ice. Just take it back a step. Maybe something else comes from that.
I think that like the talent is there, and like you said, Connor, no one's trading. They're not trading Stamkos. They're not trading Marshall. So they're not trading Shea. They're not trading, obviously, Josi and Forsberg and Saros. Like, that core is who Barry Trotz wants to build around, and I think – maybe you take his words of, we're going to have to start rebuilding. It doesn't mean they're going to tear it down to the studs. It means they're going to find ways to build around that core in a different way. Mm-hmm. Because clearly the construction hasn't worked right now. Maybe they figure it out on their own. But Barry, his job is to figure out what's not working with this roster construction and see how he can make it better. That does not mean getting rid of some of your best players.
No.
It means building around those players in a different way that allows them to be more successful. And I think that's maybe what we start to see
the rest
of the year.
You've got a window here. I think we've talked about this ad nauseum with this team. You're not going to blow up the window within a month.
Right.
It's not how this works. I mean, now, could we start to see maybe that not as good? I don't want to say not as good. What am I looking for?
The quality?
Not your core pieces, but, you know, younger guy, like third or fourth line guys.
Your role players.
Role players. Colton Sissons.
Maybe a Tommy Novak gets traded.
Mark Jankowski.
He hasn't lived up to the hype this year.
Right. Guys like that. Could we start to see maybe some of them go down to Milwaukee or even off to other teams? Possibly, yeah. But it's a matter of this team needs to figure out who they want to be, what kind of style team they want to be. And I'm with Nick Frazier. I think maybe slowing it down a little bit, getting back to the basics of, you know, this is how we run our team. Let's slow it down a little bit. I think that could help this team immensely.
Yeah, and you've seen the Preds in years past where they've kind of emphasized on defense, defense, defense. And then you get to this new regime of hockey, where it's fast transition from defense to offense and high – fast offense every single time. Well, you have all those really good defensemen like Roman Josi, Brady Shea, and so forth. But like Hal Gill mentioned it, I think I already said this, but Hal Gill mentioned it on the Chasing Big Joe show, I think 2 weeks ago or a week and a half ago, about, you know, you have a certain identity with playing fast pace. Why would you want to change it? And that's where I know he's got a lot more experience than I am. He's a Stanley Cup winner. But I feel like when it comes to something like that, you got to slow it down just a tad bit.
Yeah, and I think Andrew Brunette, you have to be flexible. Like, we talk about it all the time in football. Like, yeah, you might have your system, but you have to play to the strength of the players that you have. If it's not working, the way that it's set up in your system, you have to adjust. You have to make some changes, and we'll see if Andrew Brunette makes a few of those. We'll take a quick break here. 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you want to chime in. You can text or call. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan today for Vanderbilt football. The Commodores taking on South Carolina. 1025. Tune in to 93.3 FM, Totally Hits Nashville today for MTSU football. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, the Blue Raiders will take on Liberty at home. Pregame at 10:30, kickoff at noon. MTSU football coverage on 93.3 FM, Totally Hits Nashville, is presented by Sloan's Motorcycle ATV Force Company. Here on this Saturday morning, Jake Lyman, Nick Frazier, Connor Newt, Jake Wallman with you. We're talking Predators as they prepare for a quick home game tonight against Utah before hitting the road for five straight out on the West Coast. Talked about Barry Trotz's comments from Tuesday with Jared about how he won't be scared to pull the trigger on a rebuilding process around this core that he's built up. I kind of wanted to compare the comments of the two general managers in town, and I'm sure Jared has already done this. I haven't heard him do it, but it is just funny hearing Jake Wallman say, you know, the Predators have been unlucky, which is true. The amount of times that they've hit the post this year, I can't even count how many times they've been so close to a goal and just haven't been able to get it finished, and, you know, the goalie interference and all that. But you don't hear Barry Trotz coming on the show and saying, man, the puck just hasn't bounced our way.
Well, the puck can't really bounce.
It can if you
can get puck luck.
Yeah,
you can get a knuckle puck. It just trickles away, yeah.
Well, you can bounce it on its side.
The football is round.
That's right. It's oblong. It's not round.
It's not round. It's
that
oblong.
Egg shape.
You
it's
never know which way it's going to bounce.
My God.
To compare and contrast, it's like the Predators came in with even higher expectations. Like, yes, both teams spent money in the offseason, but the Preds went all in getting Stamkos, Marcus Soucher, extending Soros, all of that. The Titans spent money, and they got L'Jarius Sneed and Calvin Ridley, but the expectations for the Preds were even higher, and you don't see Barry Trotz excusing some of the play that's happened. Like, and I don't mind Rand Carthon, and I'm not going to come on here and say he needs to be fired or anything, but I just wish he was better when he spoke in public. Like, John Robinson, you can say what you want to say about what John Robinson did as the general manager and the draft picks and the A.J. Brown trade, but you always kind of felt confident when you heard what he had to say. Like, I always could believe John Robinson and felt like he was being honest. It's like, Rand Carthon, when he steps in front of a microphone, I just don't believe him.
If he steps in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
All two times he's done it this year.
You'd just like for him to be more accountable behind the microphone.
I don't know. It's just it feels like everything he says, he's just trying to make himself look better or make excuses.
Add to a story script.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I look at it.
That's how I feel about the entire staff. Like Brian Callahan crying the other day.
Well, I think that was real.
No, yeah. I believe that. Like, I think Brian Callahan, I think it's taken a toll on him to struggle so much to start his career as a head coach. I think he wanted that one a lot.
Yeah, it's just, you beat the Patriots.
No, I get it.
Come on.
Like, I get it. It's just, I believe Brian Callahan when he speaks. Mm-hmm. Rand Carthon, not so much. And I'm not trying to make this about the Titans. I'm just saying, I appreciate from Barry Trotz that, hey, they spent all this money, and he's not trying to say, no, we're going to get there, we're going to get there, we're going to figure it out, like, we've got the right people in place. He's like, hey, I won't be scared to pull the plug on this thing if it keeps going south.
Every time he comes on this station, he's sending a message to not only the fans, but that locker room back there. And he's hoping that those players hear it and get it together, because otherwise, I mean, he said it himself, he's going to make some changes.
And honestly, like, it's not just the players. It's the whole organization.
Yeah.
He's sending that message to everybody.
Yeah.
Because he's the one, he's the captain of the ship. He's the one directing it where it needs to go. You know, he's the one pulling up the anchor. We're dropping the sails. We're going. If we're going that direction, let's turn it a little bit, add some people along, get the little sidecar, a little side boat, bring it up. Boom. There you go. There's all the rest of your players.
Boat season's over, buddy. You know that, right?
Oh, boat season's every season. Are you kidding me? We're on the ice. We're in the Antarctica. That's where we're
it's
at.
Like
we're
a, boats. Getting... It's like Morgan Wallen saying he's going to drop his song so you can listen to it on a boat, and he drops it in October. So
yeah.
I'm like, it's a little cold for that, but
Yeah, but
I get what you're saying.
The Preds are not Morgan Wallen. They're better than that.
No, they're hey, no Morgan Wallen slander allowed on this
I'm
show.
I'm not slandering. I'm just saying the Preds, they mean more. All right.
Yeah. Are they in the SEC?
Yeah. They're in the South, buddy. Get used to
I
that.
Mean, the SEC
actually, they're in the West.
SEC tournament is played in their stadium every year.
Actually,
so.
They're in the West. So,
Well, he
there was a women's basketball national championship back in, what, 18, 19, right? Notre Dame was in it, weren't they?
I think that was right. Around the right time, yeah. 18, 19.
You got some solid memory. Sometimes it works.
Sometimes.
Sometimes it does
in
work.
In your old age, it's fading on you.
Hey. You never know, man. I'll tell you, I'll wake up one day and not know what to do. The next day, I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying. Like, we do this a lot. We compare Preds ownership and front office to the Titans. They're still polar opposites to me. Mm-hmm. They're both having similar results right now, but I have more confidence in that the Preds can turn things around and compete than I have the Titans. And that's not saying much, but, you know, it's just... There's so much more accountability with the Predators. There's no excuses. There's no sunshine pump. We get down to business. This is what's going on. This is how we're going to – I love that. I love the open book philosophy that Barry and even Brunette have. Titans, not so much. It's, oh, well, maybe next week. Maybe we'll get them. Maybe next year.
Ball didn't bounce our way.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not trying to make this about the Titans. We're going to talk about the Titans later on in the show. But with the Preds, even when the results aren't going their way, which obviously they haven't this year, when you're dead last in the NHL after having the offseason of a lifetime this year, that's about as bad as it can be so far. But when you hear the leadership talk, you believe in those guys to turn it around. I don't feel the same way about the Titans. And we're going to talk more about that coming up later on in the show. Guys, how do we feel about the Predators tonight against Utah? I think this is a big one. At home, a chance to get momentum heading in the right way before you hit the road for almost 2 weeks. I feel like this is one they kind of have to have at least 1 point and hopefully two against Utah before hitting the road.
Yeah, this is a big one. This is when you got to get something going. I'd be lying to you if I said I had full confidence they would get it, though, just because of the way things have been going and the way that they're playing. But... you know how that changes? You go out and win tonight. You get some momentum heading into this long road trip. You please the fans at home. Get them going. Get the fans into it early. Get the Penn Station first goal of the game. Please.
Give us some free fries.
We want some fries. But that's how you get it going.
I want to end the night with some Frosties. How about that?
Hey,
ooh, that's a good one.
Brent Peterson does too.
Hey, you can't go wrong. And anytime you're producing the game here, Jay, get the second period goal with the last 5 minutes. He's like, all right, I get to go to
breakfast.
Breakfast. I mean, this is what the Preds need to do. They need to be able to score in these certain time frames and certain amount of goals to make the fans happy, to make my stomach happy.
I need to hear the post-game show tonight start with, Preds win!
Yeah.
This is, to quote Dabo Swinney,
don't quote that guy.
Well, BYOG, bring your own guts. Okay. I mean...
I didn't know he said that, but all right.
I didn't.
I think that is
that
a Dabo
way.
Quote.
Dabo says a lot of things.
He
Dabo
does.
Says a lot of things that I choose to
very outlandish.
To. Yeah, I'm telling you, one of these days he's going to run down the hill and he's going to tear his ACL, and they'll never.
What
run
if
down
he
the hill
just face plants?
I would laugh.
That would be funny. It would be
hickory
because
hickory
again,
dock.
Again, the hill. It's a bad entrance. Not bad, overrated.
It's better than the Hokies.
No, you already did your rankings. You can't go back on them. No, those are written in stone.
Hokies catching strays this morning.
No, Hokies will never catch strays from me.
And the Hokies.
Until they play football.
They play Clemson today, actually. They got it's the entrance bowl.
But
I don't
in
know.
Lane.
Okay. So. It's I saw in their lane, basketball team last night. They're pretty good. Virginia Tech.
I heard they played awful in the first half.
Well, they did. But, I mean, they got a three-point shooter that's just he's unconscious.
Honestly, I don't know if I could name more than two players on Virginia Tech's basketball team.
Boo!
Once we get into Vandy Women's basketball season, like I just don't pay attention to men's basketball at all.
Fair
like,
weather fan.
Like, right. I got you covered.
Last year, my men's like bracket knowledge was nothing. But like the women's one, I could have gone through seed by seed for you and let you know who's what's what. So
I got you this year. Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
I got you.
That's why this show works, because we all complete each other.
Exactly.
This is great.
With the Preds, I think the one giveaway we all want to make sure happens is queso. Preds win, you win. Hopefully the Predators can get a win tonight against Utah. We'll make a pick on that game coming up later on in the show. But when we come back, back on its regularly scheduled timing, Newt's Notes at 9:45 here on the program. Connor Newt takes over the show. Coming up next here on Force Company, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Sierra Hotel. India. Echo. Lima. Delta.
Newt's Notes.
I forgot about that one.
We mean business today.
That one's good. Force Company, Connor, take it away.
All right, so college basketball season is upon us. Teams have started going. My Wildcats played Monday. They played today as well. But I don't want to talk about the Wildcats today. I want to talk about the Arkansas Razorbacks. They played Wednesday. They played locally. They played the Lipscomb Bison?
Bisons.
Bisons. Oh, sorry. They won by a large margin of 16 points. And let's just say things got interesting in the press conference with John Calipari. Basically, it's 15 years of what I like to call calisms in one press conference. And I have it clipped for you. this is Calipari's greatest moments. This is just some of the sights and sounds of that press conference.
How about this thought? Make a three.
Takes me out every time I make a mistake.
No, I don't. CBS is covering the game.
Threes. But
Because a guy wants, I'm going to start this. Give it to Jimmy. He has to come back. No, he doesn't. I have not watched that game. It's too late. I was in bed. What? Why would you do that? And as you get older, it really, so they called a timeout. Ooh. So you have no questions now that I.
Just waiting for you to stop talking.
What? Go block that ball. How about that statement?
That's incredible.
I like the.
It's just a stream of consciousness.
I have no idea what he's saying. And you know what? I had to listen to this for 15 years. The next thing he's going to say is, I like my team. I like my roster. This is why I titled this segment, if you look at the grid, I like my team, the John Calipari story. Later down the line, he's going to get ejected on purpose, which is what he does every year.
To prove that he stands up for his guys.
Yeah. It's usually against Mississippi State or Arkansas, but now he's on Arkansas. So
maybe
that's
Kentucky this year.
Yeah, maybe. I hope not, because I want Rupp Arena to be just a...
Don't they play? They play in Fayetteville. Do they play in Rupp Arena as well?
They only play in Rupp Arena this year.
Okay, I was hearing. I thought it was in Fayetteville. But.
No, it's in Lexington. But then he's gonna do this thing where he did it against Auburn last year. He gets mad at the media and says, "Keep my players out of your mouth. If anyone sucks, it's me." And I don't know. It's the same thing, same song, different dance. And I hope Arkansas fans see this. This isn't me. Listen, I've been a Kentucky fan since I was five. That's 15, 16 years. I've been watching. I literally started when John Calipari started. He's the only coach I've ever known. So I know what I'm talking about here. And this isn't me being, you know, a biased Kentucky fan. This isn't me just going off on him for no reason because I'm salty. But look at Mark Pope. Go back and watch his press conference from the other day. Smart. Kind of like Andrew Burnett. Open book. Composed, knows what he's talking about, gets into the nitty-gritty of things. Then you have John Calipari making random noises and, you know, getting it, well, make a three, do that. Like, it's just ridiculous. Here's a comparison for you. This is the two offenses. Kentucky's offense in their debut scored 103 on 39 field goals, 11 of 24 from three-point with 30 assists and only 7 turnovers. The anonymous offense, as Tristan Ferris puts, which we know is Arkansas, 76 points on 34 field goals, 4 of 19 with only 10 assists and 12 turnovers. A little bit of a difference there.
10 assists to 12 turnovers is not good against a mid-major team.
No, it's not. And, I mean, this is just, I don't know. I'm telling you now, this same song and dance. They're going to get into the tournament. They're going to be like a 3 or 4 seed. They're going to play.
Really?
Yeah. They're going to be, yeah.
They're talented.
They'll beat up on the weak teams. They play Baylor today, too, so we'll see. Baylor kind of got curb stomped by Gonzaga the other day, but I think they'll come out firing today. Scott Drew, that's just how he is. But I'm telling you right now, they're going to get into the playoff. They're going to be a 3 or 4 seed. They're going to play, you know, St. Matthew and lose. So
Cal always blows it in March.
Yep.
Hey, they'd be have some big stadium pulse in SBA.
He is the college SBA. He's the college version of Doc Rivers. He wins so much less with more. It's ridiculous. Like,
that's a good comparison because they both do have championships, but
from 15 years ago,
they also blow a lot of leads and blow a lot of games in the postseason. So
yeah, it's just it's insane to me how Arkansas is so excited about him being here because it's literally this is another thing he says. He's like, we have a young team, very young team. It's the same team as last year. They're all sophomores and juniors. So
one Jonas Adu. Former Vol.
Jonas Adu, VFL. It's literally Kentucky's roster from last year with a few more freshmen, Jonas Adu and John L. Davis from FAU.
Can Jonas Adu be a VFL if he transfers?
No.
No. I think
he is. That how, like, is VFL, like, is if you're a Vol at any point, are you a Vol for life? Or,
well, I don't know.
If you leave the Vols, are you left for dead?
The line is gray there because Woman the other day said Mookie Betts was a VFL.
I was joking.
He at no point was
a
Vol.
Look at that smirk on his face. He ain't joking.
I feel like I was joking.
Don't you dare.
Mookie probably would have been a Vandy boy, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
If he had gone to college?
Well, no.
He was going to sign to Tennessee.
I think he was verbally committed to Tennessee.
Yeah.
But he wasn't. He had never signed a letter.
Well, Nashville claims him still.
I think Vandy did offer him. There was a stipulation about, like, certain play time or something.
Gotcha.
And I don't know the whole logistics about it. I'd have to go back and ask somebody.
I wasn't around here at that point, so I don't remember that as well, but
my dad's an umpire, and he's like, that is the best. Him and David Price, mm-hmm. the two best players.
Sonny Gray.
And Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
I don't think he umpired Sonny Gray.
I had a front row seat to Mookie Betts every single Monday, Wednesday, Friday in high school baseball. One, because my brother played with him in travel ball, but two, I mean, my brother went to Fall Run down the street, and then Mookie went into Overton, obviously. It was like every other weekend or every other week we'd go to Overton to watch them play. And Mr. Willie's over there grilling burgers. What do you want, buddy? I'm like, I'll just take a burger, Mr. Willie. I appreciate
Mr.
it.
Mr. Willie.
Yeah, that's his dad, Mr. Willie. Great Mr. guy. Willie. Great guy.
I have his phone, not Mr. Willie. I have Mookie's phone number somewhere in my contact. I've never used it. I just have it.
Tell him what's it.
So if we ever you know, that would be a good guest. That would be. You just won a World Series.
It'd be a great guest. If I don't know if he would agree to come on, but it would be a great.
He'd
guest.
Like four what? Oh, four pins.
This is on Saturday.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What?
He would have to wake up at like 7. If he's out in LA,
yeah, he is out in LA. Yeah, but if he's back here, we should get him in studio.
How about that?
He comes to visit Overton every year. My dad used to work there.
He actually has a day, like a national Mookie Betts day here in Nashville. It's like,
How did we go from John Calipari in Arkansas to Mookie Betts?
We were on the Vol for Life
topic.
Yeah,
we talked about being a Vol for Life. What does it mean?
I think it's depending on how you leave.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. Connor, I hate to do this to you, but John Calipari lives rent-free in your head, it seems.
No. I just like to see him fail. Whatever ek-ek-ek means.
Yeah, that was really funny.
It's actually coming up November the 12th, Mookie Betts Day.
Oh, so it's Tuesday.
That's Tuesday.
Yeah.
Everyone wear your Mookie Betts merch.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe we should have had him on this weekend to talk about it.
Let me call him real quick. Hey, Mook, how you doing, buddy?
Call him from the studio phone and see if he picks up. Just be like, hey, you ready to come on the show?
It's going to be like, did you see Pat McAfee yesterday with Brian Kelly was walking through? They were doing their show from LSU Stadium.
Oh, and they just grabbed him?
Brian Kelly was walking through, and Pat McAfee was like, I want him, but I don't want to disrespect him. And then Brian Kelly eventually comes up, and Pat McAfee's, hey, while I got you here, is there an off chance you could hop on with us for 10 minutes or so? He's like, yeah, I was fine. So it could happen.
Yeah.
That would be...
My mom agrees with you, by the way. Rent free.
Yep. 615-737-1025 is our phone number if you want to chime in. Also, we will get to our question of the day coming up next. What is your least favorite household chore? What really just, you know, you put it off, you procrastinate, you don't want to do it around the house? We will give our answers coming up next. We got a couple answers on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. That is coming up next here on Forrest Company, hour number two, here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.